Have you ever been scared to fail? Are you scared to mess up and not achieve your goals? I know I have. Hey, let's talk about the fear of failure today on the Press On Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Press On Podcast. My name is Justin. This is episode 119. I'm so glad you are joining us. This is week two of our series on fear. Last week, we talked about the fear of rejection, being rejected by other people. And like I said in the intro today, I want to talk about the fear of failure. But let's go back real quick and remind ourselves the key verse for this series that we're talking about is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And God truly wants us to not live in this fear, but the enemy constantly is putting fear in our life. And one of those fears is this fear of failing. Like nobody wants to fail. We want to be good at everything. We want to achieve everything. And when I say failures, I mean it on the most broadest scope of everything. Like when we set out, like I shared last week, I set out to be on the basketball team in seventh grade and I failed. Nobody wants that. Maybe you tried a new hobby and you failed. Nobody wants that. But maybe in a much more serious sense, you've tried to live this life that you know you need to live for God, and somewhere along the way you failed. Nobody wants that. The truth is that everyone fears failure. I'm reminded of the parable that Jesus tells in the book of Matthew. It's the parable of the talents. And it says this in Matthew 25, verse 24. It says, then the man who received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man. And then he says, so I was afraid. And I went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. Remember, his master had given him some talents to go and try to do something with. And he was so scared that he was going to lose it, so he hid it and he didn't do anything with it. And he gave it back to his master. And his master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. And then he later on says, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents, the one that actually did something what was given. Because truth is sometimes we're just so scared of failing that we take what we have and we hide it away. But it is so important for us as Christians, as followers of Jesus, to overcome this fear of failure, to not live in that spirit of fear, but remember that God has given us this power of love and a sound mind, and we need to live in those spirits, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind. So how do we overcome the fear of failing? Just a couple ways that I've been thinking about lately. One of those is to realize that you will fail. Failure is inevitable in this life. Now, I'm not going to say on that much serious sense of the word failure, like when we have a moral failure, when we mess up. I'm not telling you like, oh, you're going to mess up anyway. Go and do whatever you want. No, that's not an excuse. But in the moments of failure, when you do mess up, when you don't achieve the goal that you've set out for yourself, realize that it's inevitable. Like at some point in this life, you will fail. James 3:2 says this, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. And we know that there's only one perfect man that was ever able to live, and that was Jesus. So when you realize that you're going to fail, there's a couple of things we can do. Number one is allow yourself to feel the disappointment of failure, because that disappointment kind of pushes us to do more, to do better, to try harder. But don't allow yourself to feel the disapproval, because I think a lot of times when failure comes, we think that man, I'm so much of a failure, and that people all around me disapprove of who I am. And in that moment, we also need to remember that failure is an event. It's never a person. In our world today, it's so easy to classify somebody as a failure. Hey, you messed up. You are a failure. No, no, no. I'm not a failure. My failure was my mistake. My failure was where I didn't achieve what I set out to achieve. My failure was a moment in time. It's not who I am, because if I am a follower of Jesus, if I'm a Christian, then who I am is defined by the person that I follow. Who I am isn't a failure. Who I am is a new creation. Who I am is a child of the one true King, the Most High God. Failure is an event. It's never a person. Romans 5:3 says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to endure. So those problems and trials, those failures, they don't define us. They don't attach to our name, but it is in a moment in time where we feel disappointment for a moment, we learn, and we get a chance to endure. Number two thing I think we need to realize is this, is that you can overcome failures. It's simple as that. Nobody is too far gone. I think a lot of times we like to count people out, to write them off, say, oh, they did that, or they couldn't do that. They're too far gone. But Proverbs 24:16 says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. So you can overcome. Truth is it doesn't matter what happens to you. That moment in time, that event, that failure, it doesn't matter what happens to you. What really matters is what's happening inside of you. Are you taking that verse in Romans 5:3 and learning that from these problems and trials and growing in character, learning how to endure this life? Again, it doesn't matter what happens to you, but it matters what happens inside of you. Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not become weary of doing good. And then here's the most important part. For at the proper time, we're going to reap a harvest. If we do not give up, we are learning, we are growing in the midst of failures. The number three thing, the last thing I want to say about failures, is that a lot of times we let those failures hold us back. We want to play it safe. But if you want to overcome failure, you have to take faith risk. You have to make big jumps and risk for God. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. So are you taking giant faith risks? Because you cannot play it safe and play God. Because you failed in one area of your life, you can never try again and just curl up in a ball and never try anything. You have to take faith risk. Our greatest fear might be failure. The greatest pain, though, is going to be regrets. One day you're going to get to your end of your life and you're going to be like, why did I not try? Why didn't I try? For those like myself who have failed morally and fallen, who messed up big in their life, I don't want to get to the end of my life and say, this is where my life stopped. I didn't ever try anything ever again because of my mistakes. I messed up. It was a moment in time. It's not defining who I am. And I would rather have that failure in my life and learn from it and grow from it and work hard every single day to become the person I know God created me to be than get to the end of my life and say, man, I lived in fear. Man, I could have done so much more. But I lived with regret. So what faith risk do you think God is calling you to take? I want to end with this. Book of Acts says this, therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For their purpose or activity is of human origin. It will fail. If their purpose or activity is of human origin, it's going to fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. And you will only find yourselves fighting against God. God is calling each of us to do big things for him, for his kingdom. But we will never get to do those things if we're scared. And the truth is he's calling each of us to make big leaps in our faith. But we can't let the fear of failure stop us, to hold us back from what God is calling us to do. Maybe you've never messed up. Maybe you've always achieved what you've set out to do, but you're scared to do something that God is calling you to do. Will you step out in faith? Will you shed that fear of a failure and make a big faith jump today? Take a big risk. Maybe you have tried and you failed and you failed and you failed. And sometimes the weight of your failure weighs on you heavier than anything else in this life. Will you, for a moment, remember that failure isn't who you are. It's just a moment in time. Dust yourself off. Get back up again and try again. And if you fall, get back up again. Try again. And if you fall, get back up again. And try again. I'm here rooting you on. You have people rooting you on. It's what this podcast is all about. That we forget what lies before us. We set our eyes set on the prize that lies ahead of us, which is heaven. And the one thing we do, we press on. Hey, I can't wait to see you next week. Until then, adios.